Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're welcoming our great friends from the ODC. We have with us PR and Fund Development Manager Lisa Rouse is with us. Lisa, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
And we have our friend Maddie DeVoe. Did I say that right, DeVoe?
Got
to get that right. Maddie, of course, a Milkweed Market Manager over there. We're going to be putting her to work today. We're going to talk to you a lot, Maddie. And the star of the show, David Buckman, is with us. David, always good to have you with us. Thank you for being here, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you today, James.
I appreciate the time from all of you. And I want to talk Milkweed Market, especially this time of year, with the excitement of the holidays and so many things that are going to help a lot of people out this Christmas. Me in particular. I'm specifically talking about myself. You guys save me every Christmas. Looking forward to all of that. But if you don't mind, having David in studio, I talked about something with our staff, David. We made a decision. We don't have a head of jokes. We don't have a head joke teller around here. And this is, you know, this is a pretty tense job, and it gets pretty intense around here. We need to lighten things up every once in a while. We need some humor. So if you are willing to accept, we would like you to be our head joke teller around here. I feel like you're pretty good at the position. You've shown that you can excel at this position. I think you're qualified.
You know something, James? The first time that I was ever on the radio, I never told a joke before. I'm not very good at telling jokes. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, interesting. We'll talk. We'll see what we can do about that. But I do appreciate you being here, and in part, David, because you also work over at Milkweed Market. You, how do you enjoy the work over there?
Speaking of that,
I did a little
homework around my house last night, so. In case the home audience is listening, okay, here are some of the things that I like about ODC. Some of the things that I like about ODC are volunteering at the Milkweed Market, at the hospital, and going on outings. I enjoy working with my friends Lisa and Maddie. They are such good friends.
Yeah. So, I appreciate that, David. You're a fantastic worker and an amazing volunteer.
And I might add, Carla is one of the best people at ODC that I've ever known.
That's especially going into Thanksgiving, David. That's a perfect way to start this segment. Thank you for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And great to hear. Those are great things that you mentioned there. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing the homework for the interview. I appreciate that, David.
Yeah,
thank you.
I worked on those last night.
Yeah. Hey, you did some good work there. I appreciate it, David.
Awesome.
We'll be talking to you more, Dave.
All right.
Maddie, I want to dive right into Milkweed Market by the River. This is a fun one. And can you tell the audience about this?
Yeah. So we have been at the gift shop in Aspirus here in Wisconsin Rapids for about a year now, and it's a volunteer site for all of our day service at ODC to come and just be in the community and get some customer service skills, help them just get to know the community, and especially at Aspirus with the staff and nurses there, they're so wonderful. It's an amazing opportunity there. I absolutely love it.
The environment seems almost tailor-made for something like this, too.
Oh, absolutely. Super laid back, and especially, you know, meeting David, you know, these people that we work with are just a joy to be around. And so being in a hospital environment and just having that joy just somewhere within reach is always wonderful.
What kind of gifts are over there? What kind of services are available through
them? Absolutely. So we sell the typical gift shop, you know, balloons, gift baskets, things like that nature, baby gifts. But then we also have that Milkweed touch of like homemade decor. A lot of the stuff that we make at Milkweed you can find at the gift shop as well, which is super awesome. There's a lot of random things that you can find at a gift shop. And I think that's the consensus I hear from everyone that shops there is every gift shop is very unique in its own way. And Milkweed by the River is just like that.
And for the audience to know, too, there are options for you to be able to purchase things through there online, keeping that in mind as well for people that may not be stopping by there, but maybe see some of the items that are available.
Absolutely. So we have a Facebook page, Milkweed river, milkweed by the river. And then through our website, milkweedmarket.com, you can also find milkweed by the river through there, and then all the different options that we have available online too.
Certainly, giving another store gives for more, opportunity for income, mm-hmm. and certainly helping that. And we understand as a nonprofit how much that can help the ODC and benefit the ODC. So that's just, you know, business 101. But you touched on something that I just wanted to stick with just for a moment, mm-hmm. and the environment and the opportunity for the clientele to be able to work in that place. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say, I feel like if I say it's a safe place, that means that there's some that aren't. I don't want to say it that way, because I feel like all areas are safe for Milkweed Market and the clientele there and everything. Mm-hmm. But this one just seems really, really set for it. Have you seen that? Have you seen the clientele excel there with that and enjoy the job, enjoy the atmosphere?
Absolutely. So I definitely have some regulars that like coming to the gift shop, like David here. He knows people that work at the hospital, so it's always fun to see him strike up conversations in the hallway. Some other clients that don't normally are not very communicative, but they excel at doing customer service. So like scanning items in and making sure that they're bagged carefully, mm-hmm. which is not a skill that you find too often, especially around the holidays now.
That's true.
So seeing them excel at something that you wouldn't think that they would is fantastic. It really makes my job worth it.
It's a really great way to put it, too. It's well said. And I can only imagine. Like, just hearing it, I feel really good. I can't imagine actually seeing it and being a part. It's got to feel really good. Mm-hmm. Can you give us the hours and the times of when a Milkweed Market by the River is open?
Sure. So normally we are going to be open Mondays and Tuesdays. We're there 10 to 2:30. This is when we have our volunteer from day service at ODC come in. Wednesday through Friday, we're open 9:30 till 2, and this is when Project Search at Aspirus will actually run the gift shop for us. Mm-hmm. So another opportunity for these interns to get hands-on customer service experience and retail experience.
And we have a Appreciation Week coming up.
Indeed, yeah. So we're actually going to be doing about a 15% discount for all Aspirus staff. So all those regulars that come in and buy our goodies, we'll be there for you.
That's really cool. That's a nice tip of the hat, too, especially this time of year. It's a nice way to be doing that.
Absolutely.
And given that it is this time of year, we do want to let everybody know that the Milkweed Market by the River will be closed for a couple of days for the holidays.
Correct. Yeah, we'll be closed this week, Thursday and Friday. But we will be back open next week, so no worries in getting those last-minute Christmas ideas and stuff like that. And then at the main store, Milkweed Market at ODC, we will be open for Black Friday. We'll actually be open later till 5 p.m. And then we'll also be open on Saturday, which is Small Business Saturday. So support your local community. We got that bingo by a Chamber of Commerce going on. Mm-hmm. So stop on in, get your sheet filled out.
Yeah. And while you're there, bring a basket, bring a truck, bring something that can carry a lot of items, because you may go in there and think, and Maddie and I are going to talk about some of the cool items and some of the local businesses that are a part of Milkweed Market. But even before that, you know, if you've even heard of, let alone stepped foot in Milkweed Market, there's a lot of stuff there. And it is, I don't have this happen at department stores, but I go there, I'm going to get this one item, and then I see that, mm-hmm. or I see this. Or the, you know, something else. There's, mm-hmm. I don't know of another store where you walk in and you're going to find more unique items.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That alone, I think, is a great draw to Milkweed Market. But mm-hmm. I think one of the things that this community really appreciates about Milkweed Market is certainly the idea of it. Having this business that is made for these clientele and helps them excel and helps them put into the community and shows mm-hmm. the community how important these individuals are to our community mm-hmm. and everything. All of the above, mm-hmm. that is fantastic. But you guys go above and beyond. It's not just that, but you're also helping other local businesses and other locals, and it's local supporting local. It's a very unique thing and a very cool thing to be able to see, Maddie.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Like, some of my favorite things is with our production of, like, creating those snowflakes that you find in our store, or all of, like, the hand-painted things. Mm-hmm. So I work with clients that work on painting those things, and there is nothing that makes me happier than when they're talking to a customer like, I made this, and they have so much pride when that item goes into a shopping bag and out the door.
Let's go ahead and remind people, or maybe let people know about some of the great local things and local items that are available there. There's Cinder's Creations. I wanted to mention them.
Yeah, so she makes these beautiful wood-dyed flowers. Mm-hmm. They're super nice. You never have to water them, and they're not going to die on your counter. So, super nice around the holidays when you're super busy and don't have time to be watering your plants. So she does amazing things. We also have a
Pittsville Pottery?
Pittsville Pottery we have as well. It's a beautiful handmade items, and they're very unique. And there's even like some matching sets, so you could really, really do someone up special with their pottery. And then we also have, Keep It.
It's Smith and Company?
I was going to talk about, obviously, Kelsey. Mm. So she makes greeting cards. So if you have cards that you need to be sending out for the holidays, we got you covered there. Beautiful hand-drawn pictures, hand-painted pictures. We also have Smith & Co. candles. So any beautiful scents for the winter times. You want to make your house smell nice, including with all the food cooking.
Mm-hmm. And they got a wide variety of candles. Waxes, candles, all the above. Yeah.
Spring.
Great things. How about Terry G merchandise? What do they do?
So we have a couple macrame items in there. So if you're giving away some of those Christmas cactuses and you need somewhere to put it hanging up out of the reach of your pets, got you covered there.
Nice.
And then with that, we also have Beekmans. So if your mom or grandma watches QVC, HSN, they've probably heard of Beekman, which is a wonderful goat lotion. Same pH as our skin, so it doesn't dry you out and doesn't make you greasy.
It's the only lip balm my family uses.
Oh, it's the only kind. Perfect for winter time. Yeah. So if you need a good stocking stuffer, that is a good one to go for.
That's a good note. I always feel like I never find good stock. Like, I need those help. I need that help. The stocking stuffer thing, I'm horrible at. I need the help with that.
Well, we got you covered with some ruby reds as well as the Vandewalls. Like, we got some of those chocolate covered cranberries that are so good. And then as well as some gourmet caramels and caramel corn. So definitely stop in, fill up the stocking with those guys, or just buy a couple bags for yourself.
At least one for them, one for you.
It's just
safer to do it that way. Big shout out to Ruby Reds. We appreciate our friends over there. And with all of those great things, there's also self-employed employment items to touch on.
Yep. So like I mentioned before, obviously Kelsey has her own card business. We also have Jennifer's Pet Beds and other pet items. So really, really nice little pet beds. She's got those snuffles that you put your treats in. So when the dogs are really begging at that turkey right now, it's a good time to throw some treats in that snuffles and just distract them. And then we also have Katie's Corner, who does jewelry. Really, really cute stuff. Again, fantastic stocking stuffers for the little ones.
And Mill Creek Cutlery. I want to mention that too.
So that's a new one this year. So he makes charcuterie boards. Some beautiful, beautiful cutting boards. They're really, really cool. He harvests the wood on his own land. He does all the work himself, and then he sells them in our store. And I could not be more of an advocate for that.
And there's something for one, and it's a great example, because there's an item that's becoming more and more popular, those charcuterie boards. More and more people are doing those. And there's a lot of options, a lot of ways you can get them. But you're not going to find anywhere else where you can get something that is that unique and that has the local ties to it that it does. So a year, 2 years from now, when you're using that board and you're looking at it and you're getting ready for your Thanksgiving, you can look at that and think, that's the board I got at Milkweed Market. That board was made by a local that put back and stayed into my community. The good feelings that come from these items don't stop. It keeps happening. And I know this because it happens to me and my family all the time. Did you have something, Lisa? Sorry.
I just totally agree with you. There's something to be said about doing the local thing and supporting the local people. And whenever you use those things that you know that you've done that. There are the big box stores, but there is something about supporting the people that are local that is it's a neat thing, and it's unique.
Looks like we have a sale going on with last minute fall items.
Absolutely. So any of the fall stuff that we still have in store right now is 50% off, as well as any of the furniture we have for sale, which is some beautiful Amish made furniture from Augusta. and that is going to be 30% off. So if you need a space to fill, you need some places to put more decorations, we got you covered there.
And these store hours, given the holidays and everything, just we'll let everybody know when you guys are open for these.
Yeah, so Black Friday, we'll be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so a little bit later than normal. And then Saturday, we'll be open 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
And you guys do holiday cookie and candy orders as well.
Indeed. So if you go on to milkweedmarket.com, you can actually put in your orders for your holiday. And we have our cookie pickups are going to be December, I want to say 4th, and then December 18th.
18th.
Mm-hmm. And these are fresh baked. They are from the cookie jar. I believe a new business opening up. I just saw their building. There's them putting the sign up the other day and everything. I saw cookie jar, and I'm a big cookie guy. Yeah. So I just got so excited about that and everything. That is a very, very cool thing to see in the community and a great Northern local business.
No, they've been super supportive of us since the beginning. So since we've opened up the gift shop, they've actually been offering their baked cookies there the whole time. So we still will be selling cookie jar cookies at the gift shop as well as at our main store as well.
And you can find out how to orders, get your pre-orders in at milkweedmarket.com. We'll make sure to mention that again before we wrap up. But what are these assortments of? What are the assorted cookies? What does that include?
Sure. So her cookies, M&M Christmas cookies, dip molasses, which I'm a huge molasses fan.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
She did a fantastic molasses cookie. Snickerdoodles, peanut butter blossoms, snowballs, frosted round snowmen, peanut butter melts, which are gluten-free, and nut butter Santas and fluffer nutters. For the candies she's doing are going to be white chocolate dip pretzels, turtles, dark chocolate peppermint bark, Buckeyes, cookie dough truffles, and coconut snowman and Rolo pretzels.
And you guys brought samples, right? You brought No.
I think they're out in the car melting right now. In this cold temperature. They're melting
in the car. After the interview, we'll go and talk. You can't blame me for trying. Yeah, I mean, right? It just sounds so good. There's so many great items here.
Hey, James, I didn't know you were a big cookie fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big. Like, half my weight is cookies. Like, it really is. Those are great items. Again, milkweedmarket.com is where you can get your pre-orders in for those, everybody. And keep that in mind, as we mentioned, that the Milkweed Market, the ODC itself, will also be closed for Thanksgiving holiday, Thursday and Friday. There will be no electronic recycling on November 27th as well. Is that okay? So just catching that up, making sure the audience is aware of that, Lisa. And certainly, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to put a big thank you to the community out there, not just from the ODC, but we also, as a community, want to say thank you to the ODC and what we're thankful to you, the staff, the clients over there. So I'm flipping it right back at you, Lisa, as well.
We appreciate so much the support that the community gives us, and we just sent out our annual appeal. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we got a little bit of help from Jeremy Johnson in Marshfield. He had put out this call to employees and talked about how we're not just employees of Opportunity Development Center, but we're opportunity developers, and we loved that theme. And we took that theme and we ran with it for our annual appeal. And all the things that we develop at Opportunity Development Center, and from employees to volunteers to staff to projects to businesses, all of that stuff, we go to work every day and we're developers. And we love that idea. So. And we could not do any of that stuff without the people that support us every single day. So in this time of Thanksgiving, we just want to say thank you to all the people that support us every single day.
And it is not surprising to see the amount of people that talk about the ODC and support the ODC, in major part because you of again going back to what I was starting the interview with, the above and beyond that you guys do and the work that gets done and the decades that has been done by the ODC.
Yeah.
We've got generations that grew up in this area that have seen this.
Yeah.
You know, since they were kids, they've seen the ODC, they've seen the clients from the ODC. ODC. They've made something that is very difficult to do on paper. You pulled off. You've normalized so many things for so many, including myself and my family, as I've mentioned many times. This is something that it doesn't take 6 degrees of separation to find somebody that has been impacted by the ODC in this area.
It is so true. Mm-hmm.
It speaks to the work that you individuals do, that you're the clients like David do there and everything, and how much this city is so much better and richer thanks to the ODC. And it's part of the reason why we encourage you to invest in the ODC and donate to the ODC. You can do that many different ways. We've told you a billion of them right now with the Milkweed Market and some of that. That's an investment. Buying those items, that's helping out local individuals, that's helping out the ODC.
Yes.
And there's certainly things like you were just touching on with the national camp, the weekly, what you guys do here with raising donations and everything. So there's all of that. Now, as we wrap up, we want to give some more thanks to congratulations to Julie Strenn.
Yeah, so Julie won a national award. So she was at down in Wisconsin Dells, and the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities honors individuals that go above and beyond to improve the lives of people with disabilities. And Julie is definitely one of those advocates. And she won an award for that with the 2024, I got to find the award name. I can't think of what the award name is.
It looks like it is a gratitude award.
Oh, the Die Hard Advocate Award.
Is that it?
And she won that award, and that is for going above and beyond just the normal things that people do. And she, Julie, is definitely one of those people. When you die hard, that pretty much sums up her everyday life. If you know Julie, that sums up everything she does every day. So she won that award, and we are so proud of her at ODC.
Yeah, and we second that. We're very proud of her. Really appreciate Julie. Great talker, great person to have.
Yeah.
Anna. Please say congratulations to her for us. And you all, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you. David, do you have some?
I have one other thing that I would like to talk about before we wrap up the show. On December the 3rd, I'm going to be starting a new job down at the community theater. So my hours down there will be twice a week on Monday and Tuesday. So I just wanted to let the radio audience know that I'll be starting on the 3rd of December. So that's all I really have to,
that's great.
That's all I really have to talk about. So thank you for your time, James.
Absolutely, David. You're welcome anytime. And I'm happy to hear that. That's my second home. That's my second home over there at WRCT. I'll meet you over there.
Community theater?
Yeah. Oh. That, I live over there pretty much. So I'll see you there, sir.
You do, huh?
Yep. I'll meet you over there, David. Thank you for the time. Maddie, Lisa, thank you so much for everything you guys put into the community. Say hi to the staff over there for us, and you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Well.
Fantastic
thank you.
And safe holiday.
Me too. Big thank you to all of our guests throughout the week here at Midday Magazine, and of course, a special thank you to Pam Hilke, the soul of WFHR, the heart of this station. We appreciate you, Pam. Great work, as always. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.